Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Are you looking for a way to proudly show your faith? Stand fast in faith. Share your love for God with our positive, faith-promoting graphic tees, blankets, and more. Perfect for church groups, camps, or anyone who wants to proudly show their faith. We're all about promoting God's love with kindness and positivity. Visit standfastinfaith.com today. Use code TODD for 10% off your online order. That's standfastinfaith.com.
At FurnitureMadeInUSA.com, we provide beautiful chairs, rockers, stools, and tables handcrafted by skilled American artisans in North Carolina since 1924. With every purchase, you're supporting American businesses, American workers, and their families. Don't just buy furniture. Invest in a piece of American history. Shop now at FurnitureMadeInUSA.com.
How can you safeguard against economic insecurity in these trying times? Heirloom seeds. You only have to plant once and then gather the seeds from the harvest for future planting. Arc Seed Kits provides the seeds plus instructions on how to grow and then save more seeds so you can just keep growing. To place an order, go to arcseedkits.com and use the discount code Todd to receive 10% off your order.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Feeling tired, achy, or restless? You might be magnesium deficient. It's the world's biggest deficiency, and it can cause pain, cramps, and sleep problems. The Heart of Tradition offers the purest full-spectrum topical magnesium on Earth. It is extracted from a clear stone in its raw, natural state. Just 10 sprays daily help you feel your best. For a limited time, save 10% on your order by using the code TODD. Visit theheartoftradition.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory. Your mission, our gear.
Tired of weightlifting platforms that don't fit your existing squat rack? Executive Fit builds custom platforms to fit perfectly. No need to buy a whole new rig. They're the only ones with a no-peel logo guarantee. Upgrade your gym with custom rack headers and signage, too. Executive Fit. Outperform the standard. Visit executivefitllc.com or use code TODD for a discount. That's executivefitllc.com, code TODD.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are handpicked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life, and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
That is right, my friends. And if you've been listening to this program, you will have heard a variation of that introduction. Variation of that introduction for 10 years now. Yes, it is now the Full Suite Wealth Studios here that we broadcast from. So we did recently change the intro to the program, but you will have listened, you would have heard Glenn, our program narrator, Glenn Harris. You would have heard him announce this program for 10 years as Sunday, August 10th, 2025, is our 10th anniversary. And I want to talk a little bit about that today, but that's not where I want to start. I want to give you commentary on what else is happening out there. I want to talk specifically about gerrymandering, which has become a topic. People who didn't even know what gerrymandering was 5 minutes ago are now out there on social media and other places trying to tell you what it is. They might have heard of the word. They didn't know what it was or anything like that, but everyone is an expert in today's political world, so I want to talk about that, but I want to spend some time reminiscing with you. That's what I want to do most of the program today. In fact, there might be someone who joins me here to do a little bit of reminiscing about something that happened. I'm going to tell some stories, share some things, and just appreciate you, because this ultimately could not happen, would not exist without you, the listener, without our advertising partners, and without our station affiliates. I am grateful for everyone who makes this program possible, and for Oz here behind the scenes, who wants more credit than you can possibly imagine. So, anyway, my friends, that's where we're headed with today's program. Let me remind you, MyPillow has a special. They have wholesale prices. They had a retail store that canceled a large order, so they've got a lot of inventory of their classic collection, and they're giving that to you, listeners of this program, for wholesale prices. So if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Todd, you can get discounts on the standard MyPillow. You can get discounts on the queen size or even king size MyPillow, the body pillows, multi-use MyPillows, wholesale prices for all of those items, my friend. Just use promo code Todd at MyPillow.com. You'll get discounts on other items there as well. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. Let's start here by talking about gerrymandering. Now, I've learned that the definition of gerrymandering, as is commonly used today, has evolved somewhat. You'll know that if you listen to this program from the beginning, which did I mention was 10 years ago this weekend, you'll know that my background is in talking about politics. This is something I studied. I had an interest in this from the time I was a teenager. Was a political science student at Butler. Did a pre-law program at American University. This has been a while ago.
Served as a school board member for a time right out of college, 20-some years ago, believe that or not. And it's just been what I've had an interest in. We all have our interests and inclinations and all that. So I remember talking about gerrymandering. Gerrymandering used to mean, and it still does, because they just like to redefine it to try to further their side's point or to win a political argument. But gerrymandering used to simply mean when odd-shaped congressional districts were drawn so as to create a political advantage for the party that drew them. So if you look at this, I saw a video yesterday of someone here talking about how gerrymandered Indiana was. Indiana is probably the least gerrymandered state, or one of them, that you're going to find. In fact, the vast majority of districts in Indiana are simply the counties, right? Like, I'm in Morgan County. Now, I think I'm the southernmost county, or one of the southernmost counties in District 4, but it's contiguous counties. It's Morgan County, it's Hendricks County, it's maybe Montgomery County, whatever else goes kind of north and a little bit to the west there. And it's just counties. Now, some of the counties are split because you have to have an equal, approximate population in each district. But Indiana's districts are anything but gerrymandered. This is straightforward, simple, rectangular-ish counties. It's the last thing that you would say that they are is gerrymandered. Now, on the state level, what we've had to do to, for our state senators and state representatives, in the House, in the state House, I haven't looked at those maps closely, but when it comes to federal gerrymandering, this is 100% not a gerrymandered state. But I have had people out there, saying that Indiana is incredibly gerrymandered. They have no idea. They have literally no idea what they're talking about. And so today, the term gerrymandering has come to mean, let me just give you an example of what I mean. So, or what they say that it's come to mean. Let's say that you have a state that has 10 congressional districts, just for the sake of understanding this. And let's say that in the presidential election, they voted for, this is a blue state in this terrible example here because it makes me sick to even pretend this. Let's just say that out of the population of the voters, right, the voting results were 60% for the Democratic presidential candidate and 40% for the Republican. Now gerrymandering means if you draw districts that don't lead to an equal outcome in congressional districts, you've gerrymandered, which is crazy. It's insane talk. So that means, in other words, in this example, there should be, right? This is just the left and how they think, because again, they want to use this to their political advantage. There should be 6 Democrat districts and 4 Republican districts. But again, I want to point something out. There's a reason that things are set up this way. Not the way that is being proposed here in this example, but the reasons that we do the things that we do. And I like to use, because I know for newer people who follow politics, I feel like I've had people say that this helped them understand. But when it comes to winning, Well, you can break down the congressional districts this way as well. I typically use this when talking about the electors that are awarded, the Electoral College, because people get upset the way that this is counted. They want to base things off the overall popular vote, say, of the state, and then say, well, X percent should be this, and Trump should have gotten that, and Kamala should have gotten this, whatever. But when it comes to the Electoral College, and I'll get back to the state representatives here in a moment. When it comes to the Electoral College, most states are winner take all, and some people are bothered by that. Well, if you get some votes in a state, they would say, I should be able to get some electors from a state. I like to think about it like it's a 7-game NBA playoff series. It's theoretically possible for the team who wins the series to not have more overall points than the other team. I mean, just in simple math, if you win, let's just say You know, you have to win four games in a seven-game series. Let's say this the series goes to seven games. The team that wins four games could theoretically could have won all four games by 1 point, which means they would have had four more points than their opponents. They may have lost three games. If they lost the three games by a total number of points that's greater than four, which is absolutely possible. In fact, it's very likely. Then they could have won the series but not scored as many points. In fact, it's possible for them to have much fewer points overall. But it's not by total cumulative points that you win a NBA seven-game series. It's the person or the team that wins the most number of games. And so in a similar fashion, it's not a perfect – it's a good analogy for the Electoral College. It's not a perfect analogy when you look at these congressional districts, but it's still the same sort of thing. You can't – what if you have a pocket of blue voters on one side of the state and a pocket of blue voters on the other that need to be connected in order for the statistics to show that the representative of that district would be a Democrat? Should you make an odd-shaped, skinny district that just connects these two blue areas across the entire region of the state? I mean, it just – that's not how this was envisioned to happen. In fact, our founders were not driven by political parties. They were driven by the ideas, but not by political parties, not by a two-party system. The problem is there is no such thing. No such thing exists here. No such mechanism exists to ensure that this could even happen. And by the way, just because someone votes for a Republican or a Democrat for president doesn't mean that they'll even cast a ballot for someone who is running for Congress. Maybe they personally dislike the person. Maybe they split their ticket. Maybe they only want to vote for president. Maybe they don't like their party's nominee. There are so many possible explanations for this. This is overly simplistic. This is not the way that it's supposed to go. Gerrymandering is simply the tool, as I said at the beginning, that is used by politicians who draw congressional maps in such a way, in odd shapes and things that don't really make sense, so that they can get a political advantage. And by the way, it is completely within the confines of the Constitution. Now, the Voting Rights Act says that you can't break these districts up. You can't do this based upon race, but you can do this based upon politics. This becomes a very sticky sort of situation because one group can say, well, we did it because of political factors, and the other group can say, yeah, but you broke it up based upon where the higher density of certain races were within the city. And the other party can say, yeah, because that's where our votes come from. And they can say, yeah, because you're wanting to disenfranchise a certain race or whatever. And so you can see where the fight comes from. But there is no just simple and obvious way to do this. Everybody has their own preferences, and everybody wants to see it benefit their political party. So the idea of a representative, which is what we have, House of Representatives, is to represent people in a certain area of a state. That's it. Now, it's much more complicated and nuanced when it comes to determining how to draw those boundaries. But, and we can all realize and recognize a strange shape of a particular district when we see it, but when we say what is the best way, what is the fair way, what is the most unbiased way, I don't know that it exists. It's naturally a political process, and voters can hold the people who draw the maps politically responsible if they think that they are designed so as to prevent voters from making a certain choice. But it's a political activity. So, now, you know that what's happening in Texas. I got a map in the stack of stuff that shows there are now 10 states who are considering redistricting. One of those is my state. The 10 states are, and there could be more, but as of right now, what I know, California, Texas, Florida, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Maryland, Wisconsin, and New York. So this is hardball time. This might be unpleasant. This might be something that politicians don't openly talk about. like Trump is, but this is something that has been happening for a long, long time. It's done by both parties. It's comical to me listening to the media, listening to these people in social media who literally didn't know what gerrymandering was last week, tell us that, or well, either believe or pretend that Democrats don't do any of this, or that they don't do it as egregiously as Republicans, and that the Democrats are the victims. That is nonsense. Democrats have been looking to find ways, both sides have been looking to find ways to get the votes they need to have political power for a long time now. It's just the nature of it. Why wouldn't they? This is the way that it works. Now, I would maintain and present to you what I think many of you agree with. The Democrats, part of the reason they ignored and abdicated their responsibility when they were in the White House, they ignored the open border, was because that was a political advantage to them. That was something that they thought they could use to turn into voters. Make no mistake about it. So pretending like there aren't a bunch of games and shenanigans that are going on to help the political parties win more seats, keep their seats, win a majority, and all that is utter foolishness. This is a political exercise. There's no obvious and simple way to do this. It requires discretion. There will be opposing opinions. We can certainly understand when things have been drawn specifically for the reason of trying to get a district to have an outcome that's not a natural one. By the way, something else to think about, a lot of these states, have set up a situation where if you stretch your votes too thin, I mean, the whole premise is that you want to have just enough votes in each district to win so that you can, you know, have win the next one, push some of the votes that you would have in one district into another. Well, that becomes a risky proposition at some point. These things are not foregone conclusions. Elections matter. The candidates matter. The campaigns matter. So that's all I care to say about this today, because I really, really, it's important stuff, but I really want to share with you a little bit about the history of the program here, since this is our 10th anniversary show. So let me pause here, because we're going to shift to just going down memory lane, talking about this show, celebrating 10 years, sharing some stories and so forth along the way. But friends, before I do that, let's be honest here. When your financial world starts getting a little more complicated, you need more than one-size-fits-all advice. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level. They offer personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics. This is advice that includes things like private equity and private credit to options strategies and coordinated legal planning. This is it's a full suite of services at Full Suite Wealth. They help you see the big picture and make confident decisions about your legacy. It's all about having a dedicated team to guide you every step of the way so that you can focus on what matters most to you, your family, your goals, your future. If you want real confidence in your financial life, you want to make sure that you can leave a legacy. You've got something here that's bigger to manage than what the average team of people that manage money can effectively do. If you've got more responsibilities and you're looking to leave a legacy, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. All right. That being said, I want to say that we started this program in a bedroom closet, August 10th, 2015. Why did I put the 15th? That's not right. It's August 10th. So the 10-year anniversary would be Sunday. I had spent some time. I actually, after graduating college, well, just real quick, I guess. I out of high school, I got accepted into the United States Naval Academy and to the Military Academy, West Point. Did not get accepted into the Air Force Academy. You can take from that what you will, but I couldn't get in there. But I could get into the other two. I got the congressional. I went through the whole process. I got the nominations from congressmen at the time, Congressman John Myers, from Senator Dan Coats at the time. Got them from both of those folks. And I spent the night at the United States Naval Academy, and I really enjoyed that in Annapolis. But I failed, my friends, the physical. Now, before you think that there's some huge health risk here, that's not the case. I was a little bit embarrassing to say. I've said this so much, though, I don't even care anymore. I was a frequent sleepwalker back in the day. And so if you had frequent sleepwalking episodes, this would have been in 1997, you could not enter the academies, and it was non-waiverable in those days. I also tried to get into Marine Corps OCS. I was shot down on all of these attempts. So I ended up playing football at Butler University, graduating from Butler University, political science. The plan at the time was to go to law school and become an attorney, which I know many of you, well, I shouldn't say many, but some of you in this audience are. So I attended a pre-law program. It was before I graduated Butler, so it was still part of the undergrad. And it was an exchange program. It wasn't for an exchange student. I went to Washington, D.C. for a semester at American University, and it was there where it was me versus the class virtually every single day. We had class 3 days a week. We interned twice a week. I interned at a place called the Christian Defense Fund, and I argued with classmates the other days. And I loved it. I learned during that time that law school was not something I felt like I should do. And while I appreciated the opportunity and I learned a lot, actually what I learned was that this was my dream. I didn't know it yet because it was when I returned home and graduated school and decided not to go to law school, I found myself managing a 200-acre standard-bred horse farm. It sounds absolutely made up, but it's the truth. We had racehorses or mares. Some were retired racehorses, but we had small. It was 200 acres, but it was small in the sense that we would typically sell the horses, occasionally race them ourselves. And so we had this farm. It was not small operation, but certainly not enormous either. And I started listening to talk radio when I was out there. And I particularly fell in love with Rush Limbaugh, who I still maintain is the all-time great. You want to talk about the GOAT, it's Rush Limbaugh. Everyone else is playing for second place. Distant, distant second place, my friends. So anyway, started listening, and I thought, this is what I wanted to do. But how do I get into this career? Podcasting wasn't a thing yet. I had no training in radio. So I took the scenic route, followed a career, just did my thing. And this just kept beckoning me and calling me, and it's what I feel like I felt compelled to do it. So I started podcasting after researching a lot. Started researching in May, decided late May of 2015 that I was going to do this. And then we launched 10 years ago this weekend, August 10th, 2015. And we'll talk about that, my friends, on the other side of the break. Sit tight. Listening to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family. Contact us at 317-912-1000. For your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This holiday season, give the gift of flavor with Wild Oasis Bison. Treat your loved ones to the finest grass-fed, grass-finished bison cuts, showcasing the purity of the wild. Our ethical practices mean no hormones, antibiotics, or steroids, just good, clean meat. Visit WildOasisBison.com and use code TODD for an exclusive 15% off your first order. Our bison jerky is a perfect stocking stuffer for Christmas. Wild Oasis Bison, because exceptional meals start with exceptional meat.
Calling all coffee lovers. Start your day off right with Hunter Brothers Coffee, veteran-owned coffee roasters. We deliver only the finest beans, roasted to perfection. We're passionate about bringing you the freshest, most flavorful beans for a taste that can't be beat. Affordable luxury for your morning cup. Visit HunterBrothersCoffee.com today and use code TODD for $1 off every bag you order. That's HunterBrothersCoffee.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Do you value taking charge of your health? Struggling with stubborn mucus and respiratory issues? Oneness Products offers natural solutions made in the USA. Our mullein leaf extract is a potent, all-natural remedy that clears mucus, reduces inflammation, and eases breathing. Breathe easier and live life on your own terms. Visit Amazon and search Oneness Mullein Drops for Lungs. At checkout, double your order by sending this note to the seller, Todd, USA.
Calling all seafood lovers, are you tired of the same old fish? Kenai Fish delivers the freshest, wildest catches straight from the Alaskan waters. They offer salmon, halibut, rockfish, smoked seafood, and more. Discerning customers trust Kenai Fish for quality and selection. Visit their website, keneyefish.com, and use code TODD at checkout for 15% off your order. That's KENAIFish.com.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are handpicked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life. and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Welcome back, my friends. I told you today is the, well, it's technically Sunday, but this weekend is our 10th anniversary. And as I've been thinking about that, kind of going through down memory lane, there's a couple of stories that I don't think I've ever shared on here before. And one of them, so we started the program August 10th, 2015. Started podcasting from the bedroom closet. Now, the truth is that it was a bedroom closet that belonged to my wife. And I used to say my wife's bedroom closet, but that didn't communicate the right idea because people wanted to know why we had different bedrooms. No, it was the same bedroom. She just had her own closet. And I was able to broadcast from that closet. And it was a humbling experience, especially when my big old nose was bumping up against her clothes in the closet. But anyway, that's where we started. And over time, we took that program to a station here in Indianapolis. And that station is Freedom 95. It's our flagship station. It's the one station that I wanted to be on in Indianapolis. They have a great lineup. Of course, with our show, that's a no-brainer. But they've got other great shows as well. And so it was a special, that's where I wanted to be. And so after some conversations with the folks there, one of them is about to join us. His name's Jeremy Butel. He's the program director. After some conversations, we agreed that our show would start, but we had the ever so popular time back in those days of 2 a.m. That's when we started in Indianapolis on October 3rd. I think it was technically the morning of October 4th, but October 3rd, 2016, which was about a month before the election of 2016. Somehow, I had been on the radio at this point for a month. Somehow, we thought it was a good idea for me to be on live election night, which would have been November 8th, 2016, about a month later. And I was supposed to have the opportunity to give updates for the election during commercial breaks, which are, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it is. Every say, roughly 10 minutes or so, there would be an update. Well, something happened that night that was an interesting thing to happen, and I'm going to have Jeremy, who's on the phone with me now, program director at Freedom 95, kind of fill in what happened that night. Jeremy, my friend, welcome to the program. So we're on election night, and there was a problem, right?
I just listening there, I didn't realize it had been just a month that you were on our airwaves. That's kind of become a tradition of ours to assemble here on election night, but that was the first one. Can't believe it was 9 years ago almost. You had agreed to what, six minute segments, I think?
Yeah, it was
at the most.
Yeah.
A few per hour. So you were set up there, and at the time we had the Michael Savage show, which started at 9 o'clock. So I imagine you went live right at 9 o'clock, filled the news break
with
your opening remarks.
Yeah, I think we did.
And then at 9:06, Michael Savage's music was not there. And so I probably played a couple commercials or something, and I ran in the studio and I'm like, Todd, I have dead air. can you carry this thing? And what we found out later, and the flukiest thing ever, had nothing to do with the fact that it was election night. Long story, an engineer who had helped us off and on over the years had somehow gotten into our satellite receiver and had stricken the Michael Savage show from our lineup. And so literally, Savage, you know, there was no warning. Savage is just there every night at 9:06, and he wasn't that night. And next hour started, he wasn't there. It wasn't there. So you pretty much just did bulk programming flying by the seat of your pants for what, four hours?
I think we went to one, yeah. And I remembered your face, Jeremy, when you came in. And, you know, for the people listening, like, you and I hadn't known each other for that long. First of all, in my mind, I was like, man, why are they letting some guy that's just started be on live election night? And then, you know, we're getting to know each other and trust each other. Your face as you came in, I just remember you just kind of said, the feed went down. And so I'm just picturing dead air. And you said, I said, you want me to take the whole thing? And you said, yeah. And you said, how long do you need? I remember this. And I said, 60 seconds. And you walked back behind the glass and I heard the music in my ears. And so for people listening, like, this is a big deal because I'm thinking I'm going to be come on every, you know, whatever, 10 minutes or so talking for 4, 5, 6 minutes, just basically saying this is what's happening in Florida. This state's been called here. And I thought I had to give a lot of information in a little time. And suddenly it goes to basically the Wild West where there's format. Yeah. There's no format anymore, right? It's whatever we make it. And so my mindset goes to how am I going to talk about this for the next however many hours? And it turned out to be fine, but there was a minor panic, I will tell you, in my mind there for about 5 seconds. So I appreciate you having enough trust in us to pull that off that night, Jeremy.
So I just pulled up our Instagram feed. It took a while to scroll back, nine years. But yeah, there's a post of you, backwards hat, on the mic. and the caption is, we're off and running. Tune in for live updates during Levin and Savage with our own Todd Huff.
There it is.
He's got you covered for as long as it takes tonight. I also remember a big baseball fan. The Cubs had just won the World Series.
Yes, that's right.
Just a couple days prior. So I know I was up to at least 3:30 that night, and I'm pretty sure I hadn't caught up on sleep yet. And I remember midnight rolls around, and that Trump Hillary election wasn't even close to being called at midnight. And so you and I look at each other like, are we in this thing? I know we went to one. I don't think we went to two that night.
I
remember driving home, we were waiting for a Hillary concession speech, right?
Which
didn't happen that night.
Yeah, they wanted to give her till the next morning, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
To be young again.
Time flies. Yeah, you said backwards baseball hat. I guess I was cool enough in those days to do that. I can't pull that off anymore, Jeremy.
Were we in our 30s back then?
Yeah.
We might have been.
We were. Yeah, time was a little bit different. But no, I want to say thank you. I've told the folks on this, the listeners, thank you. But, you know, 10 years to me is a big deal. I started this, as you know, in a closet and just felt compelled to do this. But you're where we started in this, your station has been nothing but good and gracious to me. I consider you a friend. You're a fantastic human being. And obviously, you've got a great taste in selecting talent. But I just want to say thank you, Jeremy. It's been a heck of a time, and your station's been great. You've got a great lineup, and we wouldn't be here without you and the folks at Freedom 95. So thank you.
Yeah, happy 10 years. We love having the local voice. Obviously, I know it's been a grind. 10 years is legit. Like, that is, you know, hats off and building this thing and doing it because it's a calling and a passion. And that's pretty inspiring for all of us who know you.
Well, I appreciate that too, my friend. Thank you very much. And again, thank you to the folks at Freedom 95 as well.
Absolutely. Cheers.
That's Jeremy Butel, program director of Freedom 95. And I am grateful for all that they've done for us. It's been a heck of a, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe. It seems, you know, what do they say? The days are long, or the years are short, the days are long sort of thing. It is an interesting thing to look back over the time. So Freedom 95 has been absolutely wonderful to me and to this program. So I wanted to share that with you, my friends, as we go through memory lane a little bit here today. Now, think about this as well, my friends. Our investments are like seeds that we plant. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the kind of fruit that we want? At 48 Financial, they believe that your money should reflect your values. That's why they specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing, screening out those companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial pledge, helping you live a life of meaning and purpose. If you want to see how your current investments, what you use today, what you have your investments in today, if those align with your values, you can take their assessment. It's easy to do. I've done it. It only takes a few minutes. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial. They're here to worry about your money so that you don't have to. Folks, I could do so much today, so much about going down this memory lane. Just a couple of tidbits, some factoids for those of you who may not know or find this sort of thing interesting. The program was originally called, do you know this? The program was originally called The Antidote to Liberalism back when I launched the podcast 10 years ago. It first aired, as you know, August 10th, 2015. It first went to radio October 3rd, technically the 4th, because it was 2 a.m. on the morning of the 4th, 2016. And we started at 2 a.m. That was the time we were given. We shared this story of being live election night 2018, which was something else. And really quickly, do you know before there was an Oz, there was a Casper? Do you remember that? Casper, still a friend, but Casper's out there and is a part of this program as well. Folks, other things I want to share with you about the program as we go down memory lane celebrating our 10th anniversary, but I've got to take a break. Quick time out, my friends. Back in just a minute.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Rustproof, American-made, battle-tested. Trusted since World War II, their unique chamois applicator keeps your firearms pristine. Veteran-owned, family-run. Visit rustproof.com. That's R-U-S-T-E-P-R-U-F-E. Protect your legacy with Rustproof.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Tired of overpriced glasses from big chains? Specs Eyewear Inc. offers stylish and high-quality frames, prescription and non-prescription lenses, all at a fraction of the cost. Plus, we donate 10% of every sale to animal welfare. Choose your favorite cause at checkout. Shop Specs, independent, affordable, and delivered to your door. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com today. We will even answer your questions by phone. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory. Your mission, our gear.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Welcome back, my friends. We've done, if you're listening for the first time today to this program, it's a little bit different today because we're celebrating 10 years, which is hard to believe. 10 years of starting this program. We're going through down memory lane a little bit, sharing my appreciation to you, of course, first and foremost, the listener. I want to say thank you to our advertisers. That's one way, by the way, if you want to support this program, support the advertisers that you find here advertising on this program. It's one of the ways that we can make this program available to you. It's one of the reasons it's free for you to listen. There's costs involved, as you might imagine. And advertisers, in return for getting their information, their brand, their products before you, they pay for that. And so they help us to expand and to reach new audiences and to hopefully improve the program, the quality, and so forth. So you can support the advertisers you hear here, or you can also go to freedommarketplace.net, where you will find other advertisers, conservative-type businesses, businesses that care about the things that you care about freedom, care about what we have in this great nation, free speech, and all those sorts of things. You can support those folks there as well at freedommarketplace.net. I told you that the show was originally called The Antidote to Liberalism. I gave you the air dates. I told you there was a Casper before there was an Oz. Some questions that I might get. What's my favorite interview? Well, first of all, why don't we do more interviews? Well, that's a great question. And I have to tell you, we might do more in the future. I've never wanted this to be an interview-based program. I would rather talk with you about the issues in practical ways and think through these things. A lot of times, I'm bothered by interviews where people come on for 5-8 minutes and it's just talking points. There's no substance. I don't feel like there's any value a lot of times. Now, I will be having an interview next week with someone that I think you would like to hear from. Mark Levin is going to be joining us on this program for a segment. But it's very rare. But what's my favorite interview? You know my favorite interview, and I know that some folks are going to have maybe a problem with this, but the most enjoyable interview that I've ever done, I believe, was with Marcus Luttrell. It's like from Lone Survivor, the book about Marcus Luttrell, the movie. I loved my conversation with Marcus. He's just, it was very, very, you never knew where the story, what was going to happen next when I talked with him. So I enjoyed that conversation. Also enjoyed my conversation with Lee Strobel years ago. Lee Strobel was instrumental. He wrote a book. He's written several books. The former atheist who became a Christian apologist, wrote The Case for Christ, which is probably my favorite book that he had written, The Case for Faith, The Case for Easter, The Case for Christmas. He's written other things as well, I believe. He was just such an impactful man in my life. I loved talking with him as well. Now, what about the parts of just some of the experiences that I've had? I got to tell you, perhaps the most, fun or interesting, it's hard to say over 10 years, but I remember in 2018, I want to say, Jeremy, who we just spoke with on Freedom, said, hey, Fox News just reached out to us, and they were wanting to get a perspective from a local, someone that talks about these things, about a Supreme Court nomination. I think this was, what was it? I think it was a Supreme Court nomination. And anyway, I just remember Joe Donnelly was a senator here in Indiana at the time, who was a Democrat. And so we were going to talk about his vote and how he was, you know, what he was going to do on a particular nominee. It might have been Kavanaugh. I can't remember now. It was during Trump's term. It might have been Gorsuch, the first nominee that Trump had. I don't remember. All I remember is that it went like this. So we had a home studio at the time. We don't live there now. But the basement we had as our home studio, it was a finished basement, and, you know, it was nice area. And originally, I knew it was a television interview, but I thought that I was going to be meeting them. I don't know if I thought I was going to meet them at, like, the local Fox affiliate or if I was going to meet them at Freedom 95. But it quickly became, hey, they want to come and record you live doing your program and then talk with you afterwards. And which meant they would have had to been at our home, which meant my wife needed that information. And I remember, I wrote about this, it's somewhere on the website, but I remember telling her, hey, and this happens so fast in this world, hey, Fox News wants me to be interviewed. Oh, that's great, Todd. That's a great opportunity. Now they're asking about coming to the house. And I think the response was something like, they want to come to my house? You know, immediately she's thinking, I don't know, I got to probably clean the corners and make sure it's 1,000,000% presentable because it's going to be on television. And then it went from, yeah, they're asking to they're going to be there at 5 a.m. on whatever morning it was. And I just remember that experience. It was a lot of fun as well. But, you know, I've just had such a great experience meeting with and hearing from people in this audience. I love that more than you might realize. Doing the Truth Tour when we traveled around the country, meeting some incredible people. I had someone once tell me I saved their life, which seems a little much for me, but that's what he told me. Being told by a liberal that I almost humanized her in the way that I talked about her, sharing the gospel, a compliment I'd gotten from Jeff Allen from Dry Bar Comedy. So many memories, so little time. Gotta go, my friends. SDG.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family contact us at 317-912-1000 for your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.